Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Today, my guest, Greene County lad. Welcome, Craig Grummel. Welcome, Craig.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me down.
Yeah. So, Craig, I noticed you didn't wear green today. What's up with that?
I will be on Friday.
You will? What's happening Friday?
Just a minute. The next game, I'll be there in green. My son always likes to go, so we try to make most of the home games.
Okay. We're excited about. Actually, when this is going to air, probably the game will be over, but we'll have another game coming up. It's going to be an exciting season for the Hawks and the Warriors and in Jersey. So we're excited about that. So Craig, you're an attorney in Carrollton, right?
Correct. I am a partner at a law firm there in Carrollton called Clough & Grummel LLC. Me and my partner, Dick Clough, have that law firm. I've been there since 2007 when I graduated law school.
Okay.
And went directly to that law firm.
So you grew up in Greene County, grew up at Carrollton, going to school there, and then on to university. Where did you go to university at?
Graduated undergraduate and law school at Southern Illinois, Carbondale.
I see. And you're married.
I am married to my wife, Jenna. We have three kids. Madeline is my oldest. She's in eighth grade at St. John's. My son, Leo, is in sixth grade. And then my youngest, Bodie, is just in kindergarten there, all at St. John's School.
Does Jenna help you in the office?
She does. She has a paralegal degree. She's worked at some different law firms. And when she was younger, when we had kids, she stopped working and just started helping me at my law firm. Now that Bodie's in going to kindergarten, she's thinking about dipping her toe back in the job markets, though.
So. Oh, really? Yeah. So you're like Brenda and I. You know, we've worked together forever. It's nice. I really like it. You know, I mean, I couldn't have thought of it any different way. You know, my parents did the same thing. You know, Jeff and Sandy, they worked together. You know, Leif and Allison worked together. Our whole families worked as couples. There's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah. We try to do the same thing. Obviously I have other help too, but, she definitely helps me, and she helps me with, I'm sure we'll talk about it, but in this election that's coming up, she's helping me a lot with that.
Yeah. So you're going to run for state's attorney, Greene County, and not the first time you've been state's attorney.
Well, I ran before back in 2012, but there was a period of time where I was appointed interim state's attorney for Greene County, and that was a long time ago. I think 2008, I was appointed for 8 or 10 months while the elected state's attorney, Matt Gutton, was deployed to Afghanistan. So Matt had come to me and asked if I would be willing to help him, and it was a good opportunity for me, too, to do a lot of learning real quick when I was a young attorney. So the county appointed me at that time.
Okay. How'd that go? Did you enjoy that?
I did. I think I had a jury trial conviction the first month I was there.
Really?
So it went well. I really enjoyed working with a lot of the law enforcement. Lots of those guys and gals are still there, still working in law enforcement in Greene County. Got along good with the county officials in Greene County. So I did enjoy my time there in the Greene County State's Attorney's Office.
But you've got a good practice. Dick Clough, he's been there forever. I mean, for a long, long time. You got a good practice, but you have a longing to be a state's attorney again. Why is that?
It was definitely a difficult decision. I do think I have a good practice. I think we do a pretty good job. Have some business real estate there on the square that I own two buildings on the Carrollton Square where my law firm is. Obviously, I wouldn't be able to continue with my law firm if I was elected. but I got a lot of unsolicited encouragement to run. Several people, other lawyers had approached me, indicated that they thought I should enter the race. Same thing with law enforcement. I've talked to almost all of the law enforcement heads in our county and received lots of encouragement from them to run. So I just had that discussion with my wife, and we decided to do it.
So outside forces were kind of talking to you, thinking, encouraging you to do it?
Yeah, they basically persuaded me to do it. And not that I was, again, not that I don't want the job. Obviously, I do, or I wouldn't be doing it. But, you know, I've got some long-term employees also. So it was just a difficult decision, but the time was right to try it. So
how old are you?
I am 43.
Okay. At your prime.
I feel that way.
And you are running as an independent, which is kind of different. Tell us how come you're running as an independent.
It's definitely different, and I think a lot of people have that question: why am I running as an independent? The national and state politics have just divided everyone so much. And I think that the majority of people in Greene County and other small counties are a lot more in the center than the extreme right or the extreme left. But the main thing is, I don't believe that political affiliation should really be involved in law enforcement. If you're a judge, or if you're a state's attorney, or if you're a sheriff. Yeah. And you've seen that right here in your own county through Nick Manns. He ran as an independent, and he's doing a wonderful job with that office, from what I can see, you know, working with him. And Ben Gett did the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it really kind of makes sense, a lot of sense, to run as an independent these days, you know, in the local races.
I agree. And that's why we went that route. And I think you'll see more of it in law enforcement around the small counties, unless something changes between the two political parties. But right now, those political parties have just changed so much in the last two decades. It's totally different.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. It's almost, the media is just created, a show. You know, it's just become, so crazy,
Yeah, I can't agree more.
Yeah. Now, okay, you're wanting to run a state's attorney. Other than everybody wanting you to run, what are some things you want to get done as the state's attorney at Greene County?
Well, our county is like most small counties around.
I mean, there can't be that much crime, is there?
Well, there is. Big drug problems and methamphetamine and the opiates, fentanyl and heroin are the biggest problem. And when you add that to mental health issues, that creates a lot more crime than just drug use.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you'd rather sit at home and do drugs instead of going out and working, then you're going to have to steal to feed yourself.
Yes.
Then there's going to be, then there's domestic violence, because you have an individual not in their right mind, or maybe two individuals not in their right mind,
and yes,
we have domestic violence issues. Obviously, car accidents involved with that. But the addiction is just extremely bad. There is mental health issues, but a lot of the mental health issues come from the addiction.
Right.
But
can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why do you think these addictions have become so bad in the rural areas? I mean, I know they're probably bad in the cities too, but why has this happened? What's going on to make this happen with the heroin and the methamphetamine and all this stuff? Why is it?
I don't know that I have the answer, but obviously a lot of people, their story is they became addicted to prescription medication.
Okay. First,
and you can only get so much or get that so often. So as the addiction gets worse, or your supply goes away, then you're moving on to illegal opiates. And when you don't have and if you can't find illegal opiates, these individuals are having withdrawals. So then they'll use methamphetamine or anything else, even alcohol, whatever it takes to cope with those withdrawals. They get a, in the Safety Act is a new thing that affects the bonds in Illinois, the bail
Go
bonds.
Go ahead and explain Safety Act for the listeners.
Yeah, so the Safety Act was introduced last year and basically passed by Democrats in Illinois and signed by the governor right away. And it eliminated cash bail. So a lot of drug users would you know, get picked up for possession post-bail, post-cash bail, get picked up again, post-cash bail, get picked up again, and post-cash bail. But the Safety Act took a lot of discretion away from prosecutors and judges on what happens leading up to trial. And most of those drug offenses are non-detainable initially. Mm-hmm. But there are some good things about the Safety Act. It created a pretrial service program where drug testing can be a condition of your release. And if you violate that by using, you can be sanctioned or held without bond. So it has hampered law enforcement, but I've dealt with it. I believe I know how to deal with it. And we can use some of the things through pretrial services to get these individuals help or detain them if they don't accept the help and eventually sentence them to Department of Corrections.
I see. Hey, if you're just joining us, we have Craig Grummel with us, running for state's attorney, Greene County, as an independent. And we're just talking over I got a strategy. What is your strategy to decrease this drug thing going on?
So, as I indicated earlier, I had a lot of encouragement from law enforcement, and I've met with those leaders, and we've made a commitment that we're just not going to let it happen in Greene County. Of course, we want to be compassionate in certain situations. We want to help people, but if they don't accept the help, then we're going to convict them and ask the court to send them to Illinois Department of Corrections.
Okay. Now, where's this coming from? These drugs. Where do you think they're coming from? I mean, how are they getting here?
I think, you know, that's something that definitely needs to be looked into. If I am elected, working with those law enforcement leaders to find out where they're coming from. If I had, I expect they're mostly coming from the city. They don't make methamphetamine from anhydrous anymore.
Yeah,
you know, it's mostly shipped in.
I see. Well, in Carrollton right now, do you have several people in jail for these addictions?
The Safety Act definitely reduced the population of the Greene County Jail. Mm-hmm. So I'd say the population is probably half of what it was a year ago.
Okay.
But it hasn't helped the problem. And it maybe has made it worse because they're not detained.
Yeah. Hey, who's the state's attorney now of Greene County?
Caleb Briscoe has been the state's attorney of Greene County since 2012.
And he's not running again?
He decided not to run. He's not seeking re-election.
I see. And do you have anyone who's running, who else is running for state's attorney?
There is a Republican, Don Schaaf, who's running.
Okay. So just the two of you?
That's correct.
Early voting starts when?
Early voting starts September the 26th, and the election is November the 5th.
I see. So now, as far as campaigning goes, you'd be going door to door, or I know you'd be probably putting out some signs, trying to get people out to vote?
Yeah, we want to. We want to ask everyone to come out and early vote, just in case you're ill that day or something comes up. Go ahead and vote. The good thing about early voting is then you stop getting the robocalls and the texts and everything too, because that takes you off the list as soon as you vote. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So it's a good thing to early vote. But you know, we're going to go to all the community events, but we do that anyway. We've done it. You know, I grew up in this county, and we're always at sporting events. My kids are in sports and school, so we go to that stuff anyway. We're going to continue to do that. We will be knocking on doors. We're going to do all that we can. We are fully committed, and my family's behind me and helping me.
Now your family, are they all still involved in horse racing?
They are. My dad and brother and me primarily.
Yeah.
In fact, we raced down at DuQuoin State Fair tonight, and I got a text just while we were sitting here. I think that a horse that I own with my dad and brother won, so I'm going to have to go out and watch the replay. But my brother's the trainer in Carrollton there, and he trains a dozen horses probably, and we have mares and babies, so there's probably 20 horses around Carrollton that we're involved with.
Now, do you ever race yourself? Have you ever raced?
I did a lot when I was young, pretty much stopped right out of law school.
Okay. So do you have to be lighter? Do you need to be smaller, to less weight to race?
Yeah, it definitely helps. It's not like being a jockey. Of course, as jockeys are tiny, they usually weigh under 100 pounds. But I'd say the average driver is what we call it in harness racing, weighs around 150, 160 pounds.
Okay. So Kurt doesn't race.
He does. Obviously Kurt's bigger than that, but sometimes these younger horses need some experience, so he'll get them started when they're young, and then we'll pass it off to a catch driver.
Okay. So do you have regular drivers that drive your horses?
We have a few that we like that we've kind of committed to them, and they've committed back to us, so we use a few of them.
What's a catch driver?
That is exactly what that means. It's not driven by the trainer. It's someone that's all they do. You just pick them off the fence and you list them on your horse, and they earn 5% in Illinois. 5% of the earnings of that purse, whatever that horse earns that day.
Yeah, so you got your eye on a few of those guys. Yeah.
There's definitely some that seem to excel.
So what's the race around? How many miles are they racing?
Almost, I'd say 98% of harness races are 1 mile.
Okay, 1 mile. And is harness racing pretty popular across the state or across the country?
Well, when I grew up, Illinois was kind of the place to be, and now it's not.
Oh.
It's politics. You know, other states have their racetracks, all have casinos at them now. Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, New Jersey, New York all have casinos. Illinois doesn't. So a lot of our talent, horses, and people have left. There is some legislation that is intended to help the business in Illinois. But just getting it all together, it hasn't come to fruition yet.
I see. You know, I got an idea for you for campaigning. You could get on, you know, get your horse, your trotter, put some signs on it, and like trot back and forth from your house to work and some things like that. What do you think?
I think there's a few parades, maybe.
Are you parades? Yeah. Football games, go around the track. You know, they score a touchdown, you run around in your horse with your horse. You could ride it bareback too. It'd be easier.
I'd probably get hurt. That's why I quit doing that years ago.
Yeah, I would think that would be pretty exciting, driving a horse.
Oh, driving a horse race.
I mean, that would have to be pretty exciting.
It's exhilarating. The most exciting 2 minutes or less of your life. Just a lot of horsepower there, literally.
Yeah.
In a tight area.
Craig, do we have anything else that we want to add to this interview? Anything that you want to say to the listeners out there?
I just am asking for everyone's support in this election. I think that my experience handling cases in Greene County and the surrounding counties is as good as or better than anyone's. I will work hard to protect the citizens of Greene County and work with law enforcement. So if everyone could get out and early vote and make sure you vote November 5th if you haven't already, would love the support.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck.
Thank you.